Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Super Value.
It's time for...
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Jen's Friends. It's time for Jen's Friends, where someone else can do the talking for a change. It only happens on a Friday around this time. We leave it a bit late. But anyway... I'm so happy that this week my friend is all the way from London, Emma Murray, whose new book, The Juggle, is out now. Emma, how are you?
I'm grand, thank you, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm really good. And isn't it gas, you know, that we're such good pals. But the last time we spoke, you were on my show selling the book as well. Isn't that mad?
It's crazy.
It's crazy stuff.
To promote on the radio.
Well, listen to me. We need to talk about this because the whole country in Ireland anyway is talking about it. But I do try and avoid talking about the weather. But it seems like the whole of Ireland spent the week waiting for it. Have you got snow in London?
Oh, no. It's absolutely miserable. I mean, it's the worst kind of weather because we got the snow and we thought this is great. And then there wasn't enough to build a snowman, which defeats the whole purpose of a snow. So we ended up just kind of, now it's sunny. I mean, which we are happy for. It's nice, a bit of sunshine. But we got nothing like you did, you know. So my parents were posting photos of the back garden and the kids were sick over it because, you know, they had great plans.
Yeah.
But here in London, we've got nothing now on the ground.
Okay,
so
well, we're
miserable.
All feeling a bit better. We're all feeling better because there's no snow in Dublin. Now, on Wednesday, we were actually talking about a British GP, the way his mammy interrupted his surgery to tell him to wear his coat because it was very cold outside. Was your mother like that? Are you like that with your kids? What is the obsession with coats?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, there is, you know, because if you go out in the cold, or if you go out with your hair wet, that is the ultimate cardinal sin.
Yeah, you're going to die.
You're going to get pneumonia and you're going to die. So I have them well wrapped up and they are just complaining. They're like, well, can we just go outside? Because I can't stand inside anymore because I have them all bundled up, you know, to anything. So, I definitely do, as a parent, make sure that they're covered in, you know, layers.
We just turn into our mothers, don't we? We just turn into our mothers.
Many years ago, yes.
Now, listen to me. Your husband's mom is actually from Iraq. What is the Iraqi mammy like? What's their take on coat wearing? Like, would she clean his face with the tissue and spit on it like a good Irish woman or no?
Do you know what? Well, no, sadly, because they are both doctors. Now, I can't speak for all the Iraqi mums because, of course, that could, you know, they could do something similar to us.
Yes.
His parents in particular wouldn't do that because they're both doctors. And for hygiene purposes, they you know, it just wouldn't be one of their things at all, you know. So, but I've inherited a lot of that from my mum who spit in the tissue. And dig a tissue out of the bag. Did you ever get that? You know, if one of the kids are like covered in snot and you just need to wipe their noses, and any tissue will do, right? It doesn't matter what state it's in. I'd be like, just use the corner of it. So I've inherited a bit of that, you know. So
Your poor mother-in-law must just think you're gross.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if she's ever been witness to it now, you know, but she wouldn't say anything, you know. So I'd be lucky from that front.
That's good. She doesn't say anything.
She keeps
a lady.
It to herself.
Good on her.
She's lagged me up behind my back. It's fine, too.
Totally. Now, listen, as a writer, you must be well able to work from home well. What did it feel like last year when, you know, your peaceful writing haven was invaded by your family?
Oh, the worst. Honestly, I think it was one of the worst things that's ever happened to me. And because I've been working from home since, you know, I was like, 14 years ago. So I had like that lovely, like kind of 5.5 hours between drop off and pick up. And I could just sit down nice and calm and just sit there in my peace and quiet and work away. And then what happens? This lockdown happens and they're in my face looking for snacks. Everyone wants a piece of you. You know, like that, your whole space is gone. My husband working upstairs, like shouting on the phone because he's just really loud on the phone anyway. And I was ready to do my nut. So we solved this by throwing money at a garden office. So now he goes to the office every day and he's allowed in for meals and for the toilet because there's no loo out there. And I work from the spare room, which suits me because there's a toilet down the hallway.
Yeah.
So now it's honestly, it's just amazing. Made such a difference.
Has it really made a huge difference to your work-life balance?
Listen, it's saved our marriage. Like, I mean, it's cheaper than a divorce. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper than a divorce, yeah. is how I look at it. So no, it's brilliant. She goes off now, like once the kids are sorted, he goes off like to his little man cave. And then I... go, you know, well, we have to do homeschool, don't we? And then we kind of juggle the lunch and meals and laundry and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually so much better because now, you know, you just like, you have something to say to each other now. Otherwise, it's like, oh,
you
so
again.
How's your morning? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have you any tips? Because a lot of us are doing the same now. So, you know, so obviously contemplating to find a new space in the garden if you have it. But any other tips?
Oh God, just any hideaway, anything you can do just to, you know, keep the distance for as long as you can.
That's a really good tip. Keep the distance as much as you can because they're yeah. in your face, as you said
they
earlier,
are.
24/7.
I know. And for the kids, like, I mean, it's screens, isn't it? You know, once they're on a screen and they're chatting to their friends over Zoom, then that is my golden period, you know? So after homeschool, I'm like, right, no one wants to go for a walk anymore. I've given up. So they're off there Zooming their friends. You hear them laughing and chatting, you know, like they can't have visitors. They can't have family over. So I was like, go for it. Fill your boots, girls. And then I basically don't really see them till they're hungry again, you know. So that's kind of the little routine we've worked out. Housebound is what
Housebound,
we are.
Housebound, we certainly are. Now, listen, on Wednesday show, we had lots of calls from people just reminiscing about their old toys. I think something that really always works, gets a huge reaction on the show is nostalgia stuff when we're talking about the past, because the future and the present is just too bleak at the moment. But when we were talking about toys, rainbow bright and all that kind of stuff, so many people just reminisce, go, oh my God, that toy I will never ever forget. But have you reconnected with your childhood during the lockdown at all?
No. So so I don't have time to reconnect my childhood because I'm too busy dealing with my two children and their toys and all the rubbish that they get up to. So and I envy people who actually have the time to reconnect to childhood because I can't. And I have to say the only thing that sprung to mind in terms of like, you know, what I used to do as a kid is because they're gamers now, right? They're gaming. So I was thinking of when I used to get very fixated on, I don't know if you ever had the Spectrum 48K.
No.
Like it was one of the, yeah. So it was like the Commodore, you know, the Commodore 64. Yeah. So it was one of those and it had rubber keys. And I used to play Manic Miner, like for a whole summer of Manic Miner. Like I can hear the music in my head,
wow.
hoping to beat it. And I was saying to my husband, God, like these games are quite addictive, you know, and they're creating their own avatars and they're, you know, they're meeting their friends in virtual worlds, which is fine because this one is horrific.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, God, that's a bit like they could get a bit addicted to this, you know, if we're not careful. Have we done anything about it? We have not. So anything for a bit of peace, you know. So that's what they do. They meet their friends and they've chat in this.
Can I make you feel
world.
A little bit better about the whole thing if you have any concern about your kids being addicted or being online too much? Because we did a section on this on the show and we got some great callers in, and one woman said, Jen, can we talk about the benefits of it? Because there was it was very, there's a huge amount of benefits because they're being creative. It's problem solving. So studies have shown that they can really benefit, but it just depends on the type of game. So if they're creating avatar worlds and all this kind of stuff, that's actually really, really good for their brain, you know. So don't feel too bad.
Yeah, well, I've definitely studies are not, even if the study said the opposite, they'd still be on the games. Do you know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly. Come here to me. Does writing help getting through a lockdown, or should we arrange an intervention? What's going on?
It does, because you know that's my happy place. So so sitting down at my computer and writing is probably, and going off in my own little world, no avatars in that one yet. You know, it does make me feel a little bit calmer and it settles my mind a bit, and it just gives me a bit of the escapism that I need just to, you know, get away from this. And it kind of resets you then for the day. You know, if you feel like you've done a bit of work and you're kind of happier with what you've accomplished, then at least it puts you in a kind of a good mindset to kind of cope with the inevitable chaos.
Yeah. Tell us about the new book then.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's called The Juggle. So it's the sequel to Time Out. And for anyone who read Time Out, it ended on a bit of a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. So in this book, Saoirse is juggling all sorts. Her husband, Dave, has lost his job. So now she's a chief breadwinner and he gets to take some time off. And she ends up working for a client on a project that she has absolutely no faith in. But she feels a bit stuck, of course, because, you know, she's holding up the family's finances. And then she's at the school gate for the first time. So her daughter, Anna, started school and she's come up against the organics, all those super mums, mm-hmm. or anti-screens themselves. Mm-hmm. And they've taken over the PTA and the WhatsApp group. So there's no escape there. And finally, her best friend, B, has some unexpected news that knocks her off her feet. So she's trying to be a big support to her too. So loads going on anyway.
Amazing. And listen to me, you just mentioned something there that gave sent a cold shiver down my spine. The WhatsApp group. Are you in one, the school mom WhatsApp?
I am. I was very anti it for years. And then I was a class rep and someone said to me, oh, would you not set up a WhatsApp group? And I said, absolutely not. Like my rep service is like no frills. Do you know what I mean? So I refuse to set one up. I'm really popular anyway. But since then, I have two of the girls, but I belong to one of the groups. I'm not going to go into details about why. But the group I am with, they're actually like very sensible and very the people who lead it, like, you know, use it very sparingly, which of course is the way it should be used. And it's not full of irrelevant stuff. But there have been obviously incidents of people. I'll tell you where it hit a real low now was last year when lockdown first happened and the schools closed. And that what went bananas, you know, like hysteria. Scare, you know, the way like, oh,
scary.
Everyone's scaremongering. And I just thought, you know what, if I want to be that depressed, I'll just switch on the news. Like, I don't need it. You know, 60 people exchanging information, then sharing conspiracy theories. And I just thought, oh, enough is enough. And then somebody very sensible stepped in and said, look, can we just keep this for like homeschool tips and relevant school matters? And that kind of shut everyone up. So it's grand now. And I do feel, I don't know about you, but I do feel it's settled down now because I think everyone's just kind of accepted it and or is resigned to it. So it's not as bananas as it was before.
No, we might be going slowly bananas, but it's not as bananas as it was before. And you're dead right. Our WhatsApp group is the same. And it just needs that one person, doesn't it, to step in and go, stop it. With all the crap. Let's filter all that. Well, listen, Emma Murray, thank you so much for being my friend this week. And the new book, The Juggle, is out now. Best of luck with that. Best of luck with flinging snacks at your kids today. And enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks a million, Jennifer. Great to talk to you.
Bye. That's Emma Murray. You can get her new book, The Juggle. It's out now. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.